Fortis would acquire CH Energy for some $1.5 billion. It's a deal that germinated more than 1 year ago and a transaction both executives thought would have been completed by now. Yet several lawmakers and others have recently voiced much opposition. It is up to the New York State Public Service Commission to decide. Chairman, President, and CEO of CH Energy Group, Stephen Lant, says he was not looking for CH Energy to be acquired.
Why do you need and want Fortis?
We are a very small company in a consolidating industry. In the local area, we're considered to be the big corporation. Fact of the matter is, we're among the very smallest in our industry. It's a very capital-intensive industry. To make the kinds of investments that we need to make in our infrastructure, we really do need the security of having a bigger, stronger balance sheet behind us. But also, we wanted to become part of Fortis because culturally, the fit is perfect.
One major area of concern focuses on jobs, those of union members with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, as well as Central Hudson staff. Here's Barry Perry, Vice President Finance and Chief Financial Officer of Fortis.
And the union workforce and the staff of Central Hudson have nothing to worry about with Fortis. We are, I think, the right partner to make sure the jobs that are here at Central Hudson stay in the Hudson River Valley. And I think we are the best choice for that. We're going to make some changes to the union arrangements, and we're hopeful we can get the union on side. So we are working very hard on that at this point in time.
And here's more on the topic from Perry.
The merger agreement says we'll guarantee employment for 2 years, which is better than most merger agreements. It's from an employee perspective. I would say typical arrangements are about 1 year. We have no intention of laying people off after 2 years. In fact, I can't remember the last time we laid anyone off in our Canadian operations. We're working with the union at Central Hudson to make sure we can allay their concerns. I would expect that we'll make progress on that over the coming days and weeks.
Fortis and CH Energy filed with the PSC in January a joint proposal containing $50 million in customer benefits.
We've heard the opposition, and we are looking at the parts of the transaction that we can enhance. We haven't formally announced any of those at this point in time, but you can expect to hear more in coming weeks about further enhancements.
Could you talk about areas in which you would be enhancing?
Well, I think the biggest one is on the labor front. We really want to come into the operation with a very harmonious relationship with the union and with the staff of Central Hudson. And we're very focused on that area right now. So I think I'll leave it there. That's our primary focus is on the labor side at this point.
Another major area of concern involves rate hikes. CH Energy's Lamp points out there is a one-year freeze on rate hikes as part of the joint proposal.
There will probably be a gentle rate of increase in our rates. There has been over the last several years, averaging about $20 or $25 million per year. And that's, again, despite our best efforts to offset all of the inflationary pressures we face. A lot of that has to do with the large sums of capital that we need to invest to make the system more reliable.
So when you say gentle, if you could, when you're talking about what it would be overall, what about for the average customer?
So the average customer right now is paying around $3 a day for electricity. And in our next rate increase, that might go up by 10 cents a day or something like that. So when I say gentle, I do think that is, in fact, gentle. I mean, electric bills for most people are less than cable bills, and they're less than cell phone bills. We think the value that we're giving is tremendous. But the fact is that costs do continue to rise despite our best efforts to mitigate them.
And some efforts to mitigate rate hikes could come from some of the money set aside within the $50 million in customer benefits. Two administrative law judges issued a recommended decision May 3rd, writing that they find it relatively easy to conclude that the benefits of the merger transaction pursuant to the joint proposal are outweighed by the detriments. It is an advisory opinion to be considered by the PSC.
What if this deal is not approved? What happens?
Well, that is a really big concern to me. I think our future is very uncertain if this deal doesn't go forward. You know, we've now put ourselves in play. That was one of the risks we took by, agreeing to a transaction. We have shareholders who expect to get $65 a share. If this deal doesn't go forward, our share price will most likely fall, and I think we'll be under pressure to do another transaction. I think any transaction we would be able to do other than Fortis would result in consolidation of jobs, loss of local identity, loss of local touch.
Perry says Fortis, with its strong balance sheet and high credit rating, would be unaffected, though he likely would continue shopping.
Would you continue looking?
I would think so. You know, we own seven electric utilities and one gas utility at this point in time. We've been looking for a good U.S. utility for some time.
Would you look in New York?
Yeah, I think we continue to look in New York. You know, regulation is always the fundamental part of our business. The intensity of regulation, that's what we're used to. So we knew that it would be a difficult process to get a transaction approved in New York. We knew that coming in. And so, you know, I don't think it would dissuade us.
And here's Lant.
The procedure would lead to a potential decision in June if the commission decides to make it at that time. And we feel that the time is ripe, that this has gone on a very, very long time, and it's been fully explored.